Blog Talk Radio.
Queen Dara. Queen Dara. Queen Dara.
Peace, I'm here.
Okay. It kicked me out for some reason. But it's just me and you on the platform. They haven't called in yet.
Okay, no numbers, huh? Okay, we're not on the air now.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, goodness. I was listening for the music to be cued in.
Yeah, the music didn't come in. It's things it's playing, but it's not.
You think we need to log back out and log back in?
Okay, Miss Ann is here. Let's see what she got to say.
All right.
Miss Ann?
What's wrong?
Nobody called in, but I got the music playing, and it's not playing.
Okay, let me log in on my computer.
Do y'all want me to bring them into the host queue? I mean, introduce them?
Just for a minute. Hold up.
Okay.
Let's see what's going on first. Because it may be in the... Give me a few minutes till my computer come up.
Okay. I couldn't hear nothing at first. I was like, what's going on?
Peace.
Hassan, we're having problems with the computer right now. Just give us a minute, okay?
Okay.
Okay, yeah, it's not showing that nobody is on. Let me see. What song was you trying to play?
I was trying to play Redemption, but it's not doing.
Who is that? Who's Redemption by?
Bob Marley.
Bob Marley.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see.
Yep.
Sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hands was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Ooh, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them are gonna stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs, all I ever had, redemption songs.
Just, we're having problems. I got a message on my screen saying there's a problem, and it says you're not connected, so please call in. Tasha, you need to hang up and call back in.
Who's not connected with one?
Latasha.
He said she got kicked off. She just texted me and said she got kicked off.
Okay, she needs to call back in.
Okay.
Because it's saying there's a problem.
Do you think it's a problem that might be ongoing tonight? Do you think we might need to reschedule?
I have no idea. We'll wait and see.
All right.
Okay, she should be back in. Okay, I'm back. Okay. Okay, it was technical difficulties. It was problems in the system. Okay, we can go ahead with the show.
Okay. Peace and blessings, everyone. I would like to thank everyone tonight for tuning in to the U Summit People's Platform. I'm Queen Dara, your host for the U Summit. And tonight's summit, we will be discussing the part two of the Like Father, Like Son. And tonight's host, Q, we have two brothers from the U Summit who will be pretty much picking up where they left off last week on the U Summit. So I would like to go ahead and bring them into the host queue. Peace, King.
Peace, Queen.
Peace, Queen.
All right. It's a pleasure to have you all again tonight for the second part of Like Father, Like Son. And I know it's going to be a great show tonight, so I'd like to go ahead and open up the floor to you, Kings, and go ahead and continue the build that you had going on from last week, and I'll peace with that.
That's power, Queen. Well, we are.
Yeah.
Go ahead, God.
Yeah, this amazing Bible going in, and just want to open up, you know, peace, God, and just peace, God, and just each and every day, each and every way, I'm going to show and prove and teach the righteous way. Knowledge is the foundation, wisdom is the way. Understand and show that you're on your way. Cut it out, God, by the truth. Quite long to show that your plan is your roots. God came to teach us the righteous way, and I'm going to build on what he has taught us, be able to be born in the most glorious day. Knowledge is the science of the lame, listen to God's right bonds. Peace, God. Being born to the written side of myself, I got down with mine. You know what I'm saying? See the day be that when see him going to a mighty tree, like father, like son, part two. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like father, like daughter, like mother, like daughter. You know what I'm saying? Because it correlates with two and the same. You know what I'm saying? With those holy categories, with the man, the woman, the boy, the girl, and the baby. You know, I see the day as more basically nurturing. More nurturing, you know what I'm saying, for the seed so that they grow into a more healthy and more mighty seed, you know what I'm saying, or a bigger tree. So it might grow and be more healthy and have more longer life and existence. You know what I'm saying? More peace with that.
Peace,
Queen.
blessings. Peace, God. Well, peace, love, and blessings to all the beautiful and resilient sisters, our queens of the struggle, mothers and family, and much peace and love and blessings to the fam movement. Peace, love, and abundant blessings to all the gods on earth, kings and queens throughout this platform tonight, as well as those throughout the world who have lost a loved one. Love. For being born into the original cipher, I spell Zion, firm believer in the concept and ideology of growth and development. So thank God for the liberation and empowerment of an oppressed nation of people, fighting for freedom, justice, and equality. I say Yahoo. Ramadan Mubarak to the Muslims, and peace to God and earth fasting for the month of Ramadan. Gaining self-discipline, self-restraint, and motivated spirituality. All God, all the time. Well, tonight, as we be on part two session of last week, like Father, like Son, you remember that we discussed involvement, consistency, awareness, and like the God just said, nurturance. And this week, we're coming from the root, and we're growing into a mighty tree. We're cultivating our sons and our daughters. And in this, we're going to be building character. And God, when you think about the word character, what is your interpretation of building character?
I yield. Well, I see basically your character is your identity, you know, your point of view when dealing with, you know what I'm saying, your personal, everyday expression, you know what I'm saying, your cultural views, you know what I'm saying. And that's, you know, that's basically how I see it, you know, because your character is your face, you know what I'm saying, because somebody might not never see your face over the phone, but certain ways that you interpret things, or the way you come off, or the way you spread your words around, is going to define what type of person you are, or your demeanor, you know what I'm saying, even through, you know what I'm saying, your social aspect, you know what I'm saying. So basically your character is your everyday face, you know what I'm saying, because like people say, you know, you want to borrow something, putting something on your face, so if you borrow something, you don't give it back. That means your faith card ain't good. You know what I'm saying? So that's your character. You know what I'm saying? It's your actions. Your character ain't most times people think your character is your look, but no, your character is your actions. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting with that out of peace.
That's peace, God. That's peace. Well, as you look at the word character, you'll see that character is defined as being the aggregate of distinctive qualities or characters of a breed, strain, or type, a complex of mental and ethical traits, marking, often individualizing a person, group, or nation. And, God, one day I was reading an article on a brother that was located in Los Angeles, California, matter of fact, Crenshaw Boulevard. And this individual, this brother that I may speak of, was actually an OG, you know what I'm saying? They call him the Gangster Gardener, you know what I'm saying? And what he used to do was he used to plant crops in the neighborhood to bring about beauty in the community. And not only was he a gardener, he was an activist in the community for empowerment and enrichment. And I'm going to read this article I got right here. The article is based on a guy named Ron Finley. He showed how to plant your own vegetable patch as well as improve your diet. He said carrots, collard greens, sweet corn, and zucchini are just a few delicious vegetables that you can plant this month to enjoy your Epicurean cravings. And Epicurean is just someone who enjoys fine food, such as wine, or gourmet. But he said that in his community, no fresh food could be found for miles, only fast food restaurants, liquor stores, and dialysis centers. He said, but the state of food emergency was the biggest catalyst for him, which allowed him to start growing a garden right in front of his yard, right near the backyard of the new metro line on Crenshaw Boulevard. Before arranging dozens of pots and a trio of shopping carts as reimagined planters, Philly begins a growing process by placing seedlings in moist containers to germinate, much the same what we learned in elementary school. Hundreds of neighbors walking by his home smelling lavender, seeing dragonflies and hummingbirds buzzing about, tasting his white strawberries, and also sampling ripe bananas straight off the tree. However, the real fruit of his labor is that many of his neighbors are inspired to start their own edible garden. And as I was thinking about this, not only planting a plant can nourish and build, but a vegetable patch can also feed enough to not only feed your family, but another family, as well as your community. And as we build on this, we're going to talk about how that the right temperature can be cultivated, and how the right temperature must be used to cultivate the ground properly. But not only that, you must have the right kind of season, the right kind of weather, the right kind of climate. And this not only can improve your diet, this can improve your lifestyle. And God, I want to ask you a question. What is your definition of morality?
I say morality is a way of life, and a more is a value. There are some people who are personally, or let other people dehumanize, degrade, or take away from their beliefs for income. It's some that have money, came back, and they're willing to die for. You know what I'm saying? What I mean by that is, you know, if you're in tune with your morality, basically you have something that's priceless. You have something that somebody can't pay for, you know what I'm saying, because it was instilled in you, it was embedded in you. You know what I'm saying? I had somebody 10 from an early age, so it'd be deeply rooted in you, and it hopefully is uprooted through you, through your actions. You know what I'm saying? Through your culture, your ways of life, your ways of how you walk, talk, and act. You know what I'm saying? The music of your nation's soul. Your morality is, you know, it's something that you take serious. It's something that you live by, you die by. It's your code of conduct. You know what I'm saying? It's what makes you you, what makes you unique. You know what I'm saying? And it will make you, you know what I'm saying, cherish your religion or your culture or your traditions, your heritage. You know what I'm saying? It makes you take it more seriously. You know what I'm saying? Your morality. I'm saying it makes you more serious about life. You know what I'm saying? Because you actually have something that you're going by that coincides with a systematic order. You know what I'm saying? But I see morality as what you go by every day of your life and what you stick to and what you hold nearest to you and what you supposed to never let nobody take nothing from or away from or decrease. You know, it's the only increase that I please.
That's peace, God. Well, if you look at the word morality, like you were breaking down, morality is just the basic of standard of knowing right and wrong, being virtuous. And as you were breaking down about morality and showing how a person conducts themselves, basically, we look at morality is what builds character. And growing up, I know we probably remember that, you know, the values that was instilled in us through whatever our mothers, our fathers, our grandmothers, our grandfathers, aunties or uncles, or maybe older siblings. We all understand that values are not only taught, but they're not always automatically a part of our lives. Because we have seen kids that may come from a good background, but yet it still turn out to be bad kids. And what I mean by bad kids, mean that when they're not around their parent, they're acting out, you know, or vice versa. We have witnessed kids that come from bad backgrounds, but turn out to be good individuals. So it's based on the parent and the role models that contribute to the significant growth and development of the moral character that we see in our kids today. Most people will agree that there are three types of way that morality can be instilled.
and that's either taught, modeled, or reinforced. As we build on this, God, we're going to build on three ways that morality, the character of a person can be taught in three different manners, whether taught, modeled, or reinforced. How can morality be taught? Give me your breakdown of what and which way we can teach morality. With that, I yield, God.
Peace, God. One major way of morality being still is practicing what you preach. You know what I'm saying? Every day that you wake up, you know what I'm saying? If you have a child, you know what I'm saying, that's near you every day, you know what I'm saying, on a constant, you know what I'm saying, consistent basis, they're going to watch everything you do. So when they watch everything you do, they're going to see exactly how you do. So it's best to start early showing them how to do certain things in a certain way, you know what I'm saying? Start by verbally saying it while you're doing it, but start making it a more process. But you doing it on time and getting a good schedule. We doing your normal everyday schedule and letting them see, you know what I'm saying, you do something. And just like you taking out the trash every time you cook, you know what I'm saying, or washing the dishes and drying them off and putting them up instead of just sitting them in the dishwasher, you know what I'm saying, or, you know what I'm saying, when you clean up the kitchen, clean out the refrigerator, you know what I'm saying, every time you clean the living room up, you know what I'm saying, when you vacuum and get through doing what you're doing, switch all the furniture around, you know what I'm saying, different ways and morals and values to have, you know what I'm saying. Don't just go to school and want to get high grades, want to strive for A's and B's, you know what I'm saying. These are different ways, you know what I'm saying, that you can actually build a character for better morality. You know what I'm saying? Try to stay in tune with things that's going to be more of your constant lifestyle or your constant schedule that you're going to be doing or whatever. And with that, I peace.
That's peace, God. Well, you're absolutely right. You know what I'm saying? Morality is something that we learn from other people, you know what I'm saying, in our surroundings. And we acquire this when we're young. Whether we're seeing, you know what I'm saying, somebody in the neighborhood that we imitate. All these different qualities, we acquire them and we make them our own. And this is what turns us out to be unique individuals. But yet it's still, we still acquire other qualities from other people. But in this process, one must determine that moral character is valuable. And that they must incorporate this in their everyday life. We must implement this on a day-to-day basis, you know, showing good standards, showing morality. Morality must become an uncompromising personal value. And as you said, morality is taught not only through established rules in the household, but as well as in the community through the concept of knowing right and wrong. And for example, if we think of honesty, we'll see that honesty is an essential part of our character, knowing that any lie, whether small or large, is wrong. Our actions and our words and our teaching lessons to our children must reflect honesty at all times. And what that is, that's not lying to your child, telling your child that there's an Easter Bunny, that there's a Santa Claus. And then they eventually one day growing up and you trying to figure out why they lied to you. And then they come back and tell you, well, you've been lying to me the whole time, telling me that the Easter Bunny laid eggs, you know. So we got to be honest in our words and reflect that. Also, we must embrace respect as part of our character, because our words should always reflect those that we respect when we interact with them, whether they deserve respect or not. You know, respect is given as well as earned. And sometimes even when you don't want to give respect to somebody, you must still give it to them out of humility. We'll also see that moral values are taught in the community, in the sense of self-community and self-pride. and this will reflect through voluntary service, helping somebody elderly in your community, someone that's less fortunate than needy. And as we build on this in morality, I want to open the lines up and ask the question, how is morality taught? Wayne, do we have any callers?
No, we don't.
No, we don't? Okay.
No, we don't.
Well, we'll move on. My next question is, how is morality modeled?
We have two people that just came in.
They just came. Okay, well, we're gonna continue to build right there and let them hear what we got going on. But as we build on morality and the character of morality, how is morality modeled? And with that, God, I ask you the question, how can we model morality on a day-to-day basis? And with that, I yield.
Sounds good. You know, on an everyday basis, you know what I'm saying? We can model morality, you know what I'm saying? Like being on time for things, you know what I'm saying? Basically, being before time, because if you know you're before time, you're on time. If you're on time, you're late. You know what I'm saying? You start being better role models, you know what I'm saying? Even when we do things wrong, you know, we have to tell other people, you know, that's up under us and our peers, you know what I'm saying, the reason for why we do what we do. You know, we got to always appear to our thing, try to be careful what we do around other people, you know. Always be conscious that somebody's always watching, you know what I'm saying? And try to switch up the vocabulary, you know, try to be more advanced to everything you do, you know what I'm saying? Not more, I say, absurd and uppity, you know what I'm saying? We're trying to celebrate the mentality, you know, because if you're saving yourself, you know what I'm saying, you're going to save others, you know what I'm saying? Because if you're teaching yourself, and you know what I'm saying, you live in what you teach and you exercise, and you know what I'm saying, other people can learn as you go. You know the ways you can model it. You know, it's many ways, you know what I'm saying, various different types of ways you can explain that, you know what I'm saying, but with that, that's what I have to take on that, you know what I'm saying, with that piece.
That's key, God. Well, morality is modeled on a consistent and daily basis through self-discipline. And the way that we can teach this to our children through our words and actions, and they should always be a positive example, not only in our household, but as well as out in the community. We can also follow morality by teaching our kids through encouragement and self-assurance. This can also be modeled in our involvement in community activity, whether sports, church activities, et cetera. And this should be demonstrated with the awareness that we are a role model, that there will be other kids out there paying attention to us. So how we reflect in the community is another big part of how morality can be modeled. Also, we must teach that spirituality is also important to the characteristics of raising our children, and that we should remain spiritually accountable when it comes to our beliefs and what we stand on. Our positive involvement in the community not only strengthens our moral character, but it will allow us to become effective communicators. And as I just said, we were building. How is morality modeled, and how can we model this on a consistent basis to teach our kids the proper manner of developing character? Queen, can we take those two callers?
Okay, we have 2596.
2596. Peace, you're not allowed with us in the queue.
Peace and blessings to the family. Peace and blessings.
Proud,
first and foremost, you know, send peace and blessings across the board to everybody, and give a shout out to the topic tonight. I'm talking about in-depth topic that we definitely need to have on the table in regards to teaching our our children, our daughters, and our sons are the right thing to do at the right time, you know what I'm saying? By example, as the brother said, you know, we have to teach and lead by example. That's just, you know, I just wanted to inject that in there, you know what I'm saying? That, you know what I'm saying, our morality got not to be something that we teach on a set period of time, but it's got to be in our walk and our talk on an everyday basis. We got to live, to be the living example, be living mathematics for our children to emulate. I just wanted to add that to the equation.
Yes, peace, God. We are, you're absolutely right. You know, not only is morality must be taught, it must be modeled through our deeds and our actions. Like you said, we got to let our word be lost. And not only that, we got to stand for something. If not, we'll fall for anything. We appreciate you calling in, guys. Queen, we have another caller.
Yes, we have 7658.
7658. Peace, you're not allowed us in the queue.
And peace and blessings. This is Nikki. How are y'all?
Peace, sis. How you doing?
I'm good. So I think that y'all get everything to come again as far as what it takes. You gotta know what you stand for so that your kids know. You gotta walk, you know, your talk. You gotta share your moral beliefs and take stands and teach your kids and ask questions to make sure that they understand and they comprehend what it is you're teaching them. Because sometimes we may think we're teaching one thing, but they're not grasping what it is we're doing. Boost empathy. Reinforce assertiveness. Let them know it's okay to have a voice and how to go about it. And with that, I'll be here.
You know what I'm saying? That's absolutely true, you know, because sometimes, you know, some when kids are younger, you might be teaching them something, and they might have a certain piece of it. Then when you go down the line, teaching them a little further into it, then you might be asking them certain things, and you ask them, like, do you understand what I'm saying? They might be like, yeah, I do. But then the whole time, they really don't, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like you said, you have to be reassertive, you know what I'm saying? You have to. And let them know that they need to assert themselves when they're trying to learn, you know. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you can't just sit back and hide your hand and be like, well, I just want to know this, right? You got to actually be precise and, you know what I'm saying, and let people know exactly what you're lacking in that area so, you know, you can build and become better in that area, you know what I'm saying, with that other piece.
That's power, God. Well, as I move on to the next question.
We have one more caller.
We have one more caller? Okay.
Yeah.
Peace. We have.
Go ahead, Mother Ray.
Yes, I wanted to make a comment on your question.
Peace,
Queen. You can raise a child to be the best that you know how to be. You can raise them to be good. But it doesn't mean that they're going to always turn out to be like that. I mean, I know kids that come from college where I thought they was raised up in perfect family, but they didn't turn out to be good kids. I mean, once a person gets grown, they're going to do what they want to do, regardless of how they was raised. They still, some of them still going to turn out to be, you know, what be different than the way that they was raised. And there's no such thing as a perfect person. Nobody is perfect. We all make mistakes. Some of us just didn't get taught, you know. And so, you know, it's just the decisions that some people make. Some people make good decisions, some make bad decisions. Some make decisions that where they get taught and some don't. And so, you know, because I don't see, okay, I'm just using this for an example because they're not perfect either. Just say like my pastor always say for an example, you know, he don't know how his kids gonna turn out to be. Regardless, you know, you raise them the best that you know how, but still don't mean that they gonna turn out the way that you want them to turn out. And so that's why people have to be careful what they say about other people's kids, adults, or whatever, because you never know how your child gonna turn out to be. And that's it.
I'm finished.
We thank you, Queen. We thank you, Mother Ray. You're absolutely right. A child can still turn out to be what they say a bad child, despite the necessary values that have been instilled in the child. You know, I was once at the point where I thought I knew it all. You know, regardless of my grandmother trying to teach me, you know, the necessary tools for me to be able to be successful in life, I would listen, but to a degree I got to the age where I thought I knew it all. And as we move on, I'm going to show you how she reinforced this. And as I ask this question, how was morality reinforced? God, give me your interpretation of how or what we can do to reinforce morality.
First of all, I feel like, you know, the TV being utilized in a lot of good ways, but for real, we need to start deutilizing the TV or the television because it clouds perception, you know what I'm saying, of the viewers that's watching it, you know what I'm saying? The 9 times out of 10, whatever's on TV, you know what I'm saying, it's not really. but it be by economics, but it's not actually helping to explore the mind, you know, the viewers or whatever. And so the best way to do it is start doing it hands-on, you know. Like I said, through your actions, you know, say what you mean and mean what you say. Teach, you know what I'm saying, kids bathroom manners, table manners, you know what I'm saying, certain chores, you know, how to do certain jobs, you know what I'm saying? How to, you know what I'm saying, keep themselves neat, how to be productive, you know what I'm saying? How to treat others even when, you know what I'm saying, you don't feel the best to your nature, you know what I'm saying? Look at the next person like you look at yourself, you know what I'm saying? And understand, you know, that there is an enemy, but at the same time, you ain't got to hate nobody, you know what I'm saying? But, those are just, you know, different types of ways where you can actually, you know what I'm saying, teach it and show and improve each day. You know what I'm saying? But with that, I teach. Hello.
Peace, God.
Hello.
God, you hear me? Okay. What I was saying was that in morality, it was reinforced in my household, in my upbringing, and I was raised by women. It was reinforced through you don't spare the rod. You know what I'm saying? It was demonstrated through not only love and care, but in discipline as well. And as I asked the question, how was morality reinforced? It must be through the willingness of the individual to continue to practice the rules and the values that was taught to them. And for example, we must reinforce our love through self-examination, family intervention, positive community involvement. And if we think about that, we think about having family reunions, you know, keeping the family bond together, and reinforcing the values of what family really is. Not only that, it can be reinforced on a daily basis through our beliefs, to a degree of commitment of our words and our actions through demonstration. You know, like we say, got to be the message that we're delivering. We got to walk the talk. And next, it can be reinforced, like I said, not only through discipline, but self-control, as well as awareness of our limitations. Not overeating or over wanting to possess something. Our perceptions are our projections. The main character is some of the principles and values that guide his actions in the face of moral choices. And we know that in building character,
we build countenance. And in this, we know that man sharpens one another as well as himself, including his queen, on a day-to-day basis through practicing these values and loving oneself and loving your neighbor as you love oneself. Queen, do we have any callers?
Yes, we do. We have 1676.
Peace, 1676. We're now allowed to shoot.
Hello, brothers. Good to hear from y'all, man. I'm glad y'all are picking up this topic from last week. But and I like your question format, brother, as deep. You said reinforce it, right? I'm doing a teaching here now where we're talking about, it's titled The Recipe. And in the recipe, I'm slamming other believers, churchgoers, Christians, and all of my brothers that say they want to have the things of God. Or, you know, when Jesus spoke up, I came to give you life, and I came to give you to you more abundantly. Well, why are we not having it? Why are kids not prospering? If we going to church every Sunday, if we living the right way, living the way that the Bible instructs us to, or the word tells us to, or our pastor is laying down to us, what's going on? Why are our kids lost? Why are we overcrowding the prison? What's going on? And you said reinforce it. Well, in Romans chapter 12, Paul talks about renewing the mind. See, a lot of people confuse renew, and I'm going to say reinforce as well, with redoing. See, when you renew something, you start over with new tools, new tactics, new ways, new plans. When you redo it, you just go back to the beginning and start over again. That's going to crash and burn just like the first time. So what we got to go back to the original tense. Jesus taught us that God is a spirit, and he that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. When he created man, he said, let us create man in our image. Okay, I just told you God is a spirit. So that means he created a spirit. We're out of line because we're so in love with this flesh thing. We out of line because we're so in love with this world thing. We caught up in what we see, what we smell, what we touch, what we feel. And we trying to line up with those things and satisfy the fleshly nature. And all the while, we're ignoring the spirit realm. And there's no connection with our Father. There's no connection with our Father. And we're handing those same teachings down to our seed. In Deuteronomy, he told us, he said, I'm going to put a choice before y'all. Life and death. Choose life so you and your seed can live. See, we got to go back to the original tent. Our God is a spirit. So why are we trying to worship him in our flesh? Why are we going to church just to feel good? Why are we reading the Bible? Because we like a certain verse. It makes us smile. It makes us feel good inside. No, 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 no. He said worship him in spirit and in truth. We got to change our mindset on how we see God. And once we get that spiritual connection down right, then we can teach right. Romans 8:14 says to be caught in the mind is to be deaf.
That's peace, brother. That's peace. You know, we appreciate that the insight, yeah. Brother. You're absolutely right. God is a spirit.
He said to be caught in the mind is to be deaf. Yeah. You want to say something, bro? Hello?
Peace, brother.
Okay. And I just had a small interruption.
Yeah.
You want to go ahead?
Go ahead, brother.
Okay. Paul talks about it in Romans 8, 14. He said, to be called to mind. No, in Romans 8, 6, my bad. To be called to mind is death. But to be spiritual minded is life and peace. So when you look at that, carnal mind is what I was just talking about, being caught up in this fleshly thing. If it feels good, I want it. If it tastes good, I want it. If it looks good, I want it. And that's the same thing we're handing down to our children, that we've been handing down for generation, 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 generation. And it's been failing. And we're wondering why. Why are we living this abundant life? Why are we living this kingship life? Why we don't have a kingdom mindset? See, a pastor that looks out in the pew and look at the offering plate and wonder why it's there, he's a church-minded pastor because he's concerned with making the payment of his Cadillac. But when he looks out at the pews and see future disciples that can build more churches and they go into community and faith, he's kingdom-minded. And he has a spiritual connection with the Father, and that's going to bring life and peace. See, if we don't have a connection with our Father, our Heavenly Father, we can counsel any kind of teaching that we can give to our seeds because it's not going to be right because our spiritual connection ain't lining up. We ain't being fed by our Father. So until we get that right, until we get back to the original tent and get connected spiritually with our Father and let Him teach us, let us teach our seed, we're not going to have life and our peace with that.
That's fine, bro.
I have one more caller. I have one more caller.
Yes, Queen. Who was the last caller online?
5614.
You said 5614? 5614. 5614, you're not live with us in the queue. 5614.
Yeah, how y'all doing today?
You doing all right, man? How you doing, bro?
I'm doing all right, man. I was just sitting up there listening to y'all about this morality thing and how to reinforce it, right? And I reflect back, you know, to when I was a child and a lot of kids that grew up around me, you know what I'm saying? It was a communication thing, you know. Parents got to learn how to communicate with their kids, you know, instead of when you tell them to do something or you're trying to teach them how to do something, you're screaming and you're hollering at them because they don't get it right the first 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times. You got to be mindful that these kids that you're dealing with, and when you were a child, you didn't grasp it as quickly as they did. You know what I'm saying? When you were a kid, you didn't catch on like that. So we got to find a way to communicate with these kids. And also, when you are communicating with them and you telling them, you know, it's not good to do this, that, and third, don't you go do it right after you told them not to do it and they see you do it. And then when they ask you why you say I can't do that when you just did it, and you tell them because I'm wrong. Okay, that's the wrong way right there. You done committed a foul right there because in his mind, eventually, he going to get to thinking that he's wrong, too. So when he get to talking back and being rebellious, just remember that you just told him you wrong after you just told him not to do something because it's not right. You know what I'm saying? So we got to reinforce it by our actions. Our actions got to be in line with the things that are coming out of our mouth. The way we behaving around our kids can be a reflection on everything that we just said anyway. So we got to be mindful that these kids are paying attention, and a lot of them learn by observation. A lot of these kids learn by watching or listening, you know what I'm saying, to things that they like and hollering and screaming into their ear. They ain't going to get it like that. They're going to rebel against it. You know, you can take them to church. You can take them to the mall. You can take them a lot of different places and see a lot of different people that you might look at as role models. But when they see the parents doing the complete opposite of the thing that they're trying to teach the kids, you ain't going to get nowhere with them like that. You know what I'm saying? So our attitudes got to be in line with everything. Everything got to be in line in accordance with what we're teaching these kids to be able to reinforce when we telling them what's good and what's bad, what's right and what's wrong. If not, well, we just wasting a lot of effort. Because when you get 15, 16, 17 years old, you done screamed and hollered at them so much, now you got high blood pressure, heart disease. Your nerves bad because you worried about this child that you saying a bad kid. In all actuality, he's not a bad kid. It's how you communicate your teachings to him. And with that, I yield.
That's peace, God. And you absolutely agree, you know, because when a child grows up and they so used to you telling them not to do something so long, when they finally do catch you doing it, it's going to really change their whole perception on the whole situation at hand. And even if you chastise them again for doing it, when they see you do it, it just really defeats the purpose. It's like talking to a wall, you know what I'm saying, because you're actually doing something you're telling them not to, and you know, by you being so close to them, you know what I'm saying, they look up to you, you know what I'm saying, because you are actually one of the teachers, you know what I'm saying, of morality, you know what I'm saying, value, you know what I'm saying, things you cherish, you know, that's priceless to you. I mean, you know, a lot of times, you're like you basically were saying, you know, you got to be more hands-on with them, you know. You got to lead by example. God, son, you still on the other side?
Yeah, peace, God.
Thanks.
Hey, peace, God, you God, you hear me?
Yep.
See, you're right, you're absolutely right. You got to be in reinforcement at the same time. We first, the parent, got to renew our way of thinking and the way the methods that we are used to teaching, or the way that we are used to seeing, you know, other people teach their kids or how we were taught. When we know that it was wrong, you know, we still went ahead and did it. You know what I'm saying? And that carried on into our adult life. But now that we got kids of our own now, we don't reinforce this. You know what I'm saying? Like he said, re means to go back to. You know, renew your mind means to go back to a way of mind that in your natural state. And that's what we have gotten out of. But then, like I said, we got to reinforce this not only through our action and our demonstration, but as well as through discipline. You know what I'm saying? Not just self-discipline. There's going to be a time when you got to discipline your child physically if they get out of line. You know what I'm saying? And my thing was, when I always felt I was going to have children, I wasn't going to whoop mine because I thought it was a reflection of Kuti Kente getting whooped. You know what I'm saying? Getting beat by lashes. You know? So, but I still understood that if my child got out of line to the degree where he made me have to grab him in his collar, then I would chastise him. That's what discipline is. You know what I'm saying? So you're absolutely right with that, love. Queen, do we have any more callers?
No, we don't.
Ma'am, would you say again? Say no, we don't?
No, we don't.
Okay, then. But then, are we on schedule? Or we have a little more time?
We have about 4 minutes left.
About 4 minutes left?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, tonight, Bill, you know, I picked up on something that one of the brothers said a little while ago, God, and he was talking about the attitude of a man, you know, our attitude and the way that we display ourselves around our kids, that is going to be a reflection on the type of lifestyle or choices that they make. And next week, we'll get, we'll get back to speaking on how that we, the fathers, can be more involved in our kids' lives and showing better character and morality through not only, like I said, our demonstration, but through the educational, the economical, political, and social development of building and growing into a prosperous and a productive individual. So, Guy, if you got anything else to ask, we can probably ready to close out.
Yeah, and before I go, I just want to say one last thing. One seed may grow into a mighty tree, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, girl, you know what I'm saying? One seed may grow into a tree, and with the proper knowledge and understanding, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know what I'm saying? But the third eye, you know what I'm saying? Proper awareness and thoughts and actions come from the mind. Knowledge is high degree of divine trinity, supreme mathematics, and restraint of discipline, meaning that understanding the black child, that black prince, soon god, king, or black princess, son, queen, goddess. I mean, soon queen, goddess. One day be that resource or part or type of significance for the grapevine, the bloodline, vein, and artery line for the family produce of attachment, and that earth essential nutrients be healthy and nutritious and deeply rooted. Let one's intellect be the branches that blossom like colorful flowers on the wet and bark oak. Springtime or the pine cones on that pine tree in my granny's backyard. The pine cone resembling the pineal gland in your and my brain in the connection with the melanin in our brain, which is and concealed by the pineal, but also in between the pineal gland and the vestigial gland, the organ. Utilize all methods of education given for free by the government as accessible. But the more considered advanced education that requires financial, if not financially, more of a school of higher learning with an affirmative action program, like a more substantially economic stable school, but really a school with cheaper enrollments, just more of your type of vibe, culturally, spiritually, and historically, involving you more with your ancestors, the same origin, races, or colors of your particular ancestry, along with the math, science, and language, but mainly targeting that descent or what you came from. Let one's feet be thy roots, well connected in motion, but even more linked while still merged safely and firmly foundated to the source of theirs and our moralities. Let the inside be clean and healthy, given the line, sprucing and youthening in preparation for more and possible better growth. With that, peace.
That's power, God. Well, we appreciate everyone tuning in tonight for the second part of Life Father, Life Son, coming from the root and then growing into the tree. And as we've seen that, not only can you raise a beautiful and healthy child, whether boy or girl, you can also raise up a plant or a garden enough to feed not only a family but an entire nation. And this is built through character, you know what I'm saying, it's through the moral of a man. And that in tune with the spirit, and your spirit must be aligned, first of all, with your mind, and then your body, and then you will have a universal peace within yourself. We appreciate you, Queen Kamari, for being available to us tonight on the switchboard for us, and we appreciate the callers calling in and giving us their words of insight and wisdom, as well as encouragement. Once again, we'll be tuned in live next every Tuesday, hopefully at 7 a.m., and speak more about how we can be more involved with our youth. One last thing I want to give a note to, the June 25th rally of Incarcerated Lives Matter that's taking place at Kelly Ingram Park. Once again, on June 25th, that's on a Saturday in Birmingham, Alabama. And if you have a loved one or you just want to give some support, please give that information out there to your loved one. And that information can be obtained on mothersandfamily.com or Free Alabama Movement. Matter of fact, if you look at both of those addresses on Facebook, as Mothers and Family and FreeAlabamaMovement.com. We appreciate y'all once again. Peace, blessing, and love. And y'all have a good night. Thank you.
Darkness no longer, a child is born. Mother shed tears of joy as baby Tess is lost. My daddy's not there where he ought to be. Somewhere in Georgia, skinning and shooting craps on his knee. Another victim born out here in the hood. And based on statistics, it really ain't all good. Welfare takes the pain, and daddy can't sign, and it can't be seen. The family becomes a crime. The hunt is on, and brother, you're the prey, serving time in jail.